The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
What about other so-called Christians who are not speaking or living by the truth of God's Word? What should be our stance toward them? Are we going to be in trouble if we like them? Hi there, thanks for joining us today on Grace in Focus. This is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Find out more about the Grace Evangelical Society by going to our website, faithalone.org. We have many free articles there about various theological topics. You'll also find our blogs there and information about the Grace Evangelical Society's online seminary. Find it all at faithalone.org. Now with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and David Renfro.
This is David Renfro doing the show with the one and only Dr. Bob Wilkin.
Well, thank you, Wolfman Jack.
Hey, this is Wolfman Jack.
I do a lot of really
and
bad imitations.
Fat Albert, too.
No, but I do Ed Sullivan.
Okay, give me that.
And now right here tonight in our show, we have Ahab the Arab singing Gentile on my mind.
I think it's gentle on my mind.
I do a lot of really bad ones.
Yeah, I've heard all these before, and they're great.
Okay, this next question is kind of interesting. It's from someone whose initials are J.A.
J.A.
And J.A. is concerned because she is listening to Christian artists and preachers that essentially live immoral lives, and she's worried about her own salvation.
So the songs they're hearing may be good Christian songs, and maybe even some of the preaching they're hearing may be good preaching, but it's coming from people who are not walking with the Lord currently, or at least in the past.
Their lives don't match what the Bible says, apparently.
Okay, and so
they match what our culture says is okay, but not what the Bible says is okay.
But doesn't J.A. go so far as to wonder if he will go to hell because he's doing this?
Yeah, let me just read a little bit of this to you. Says, I am confused if I could go to hell because I listen to Christian artists and preachers that are associated with the type of, quote, preachers that confess Christ, but their lives don't show it. I am concerned I have lost my way to heaven and Jesus will say, I never knew you. So obviously J.A. is in a world of hurt here, emotionally and spiritually, and I think it's incredibly important to give J.A. the right information about this.
Okay, so I think what J.A. is building off of is Matthew 7:21-23 that we've talked about before. But it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but
right. He
who does the will of my Father in heaven. And then he says, many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, which is what she's quoting.
That's what she's quoting.
Or he's quoting, yeah. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So basically what he's saying is there are some Christian preachers who may be giving good messages, but they're like this in that they are practicing lawlessness. They're not walking with the Lord.
Right.
And the same thing with singers. Well, what I would suggest, first of all, is the issue in Matthew 7:21-23 is doing the will of the Father. It's not practical righteousness or experiential righteousness. The will of the Father in Matthew 7:21, like all throughout Matthew or all throughout the New Testament, is to believe in Jesus for everlasting life.
Right.
So the issue here is these people are unbelievers. And so the question would be, if you wanted to apply it to Matthew 7, would there be a problem with listening to and enjoying Christian music by someone who is an unbeliever? Christian music, the person never believed in Jesus for everlasting life, and on top of that, they've got moral problems. Or listening to a preacher who is not born again and has moral problems. J.A.'s going so far as to say, does that cause me to lose my salvation
right.
or cause me to go to hell? Well, the first thing we can say, absolutely, is that the only condition of everlasting life is believing in Jesus.
Absolutely.
And we believe in him for what he promises, which is everlasting life.
Right.
So J.A. evidently has lost his or her way. In other words, if they did believe in the past, they don't believe right now, because the fact they're wondering if they could go to hell because they're enjoying Christian music by someone who's got moral problems mm-hmm. shows they don't believe John 3:16 anymore.
Right.
That it's whoever believes in him will not perish but has everlasting life.
That's right, yeah.
If they've never believed, then J.A. needs to realize that the only condition is to believe in Jesus for what he promises, which is everlasting life. In fact, Paul says that in 1 Timothy 1:16. He says, I'm an example of those who are going to believe in Jesus for everlasting life. Mm-hmm. So we believe in him for what he promises, which is this irrevocable salvation, this irrevocable life. If you happen to enjoy Christian music by someone who's got moral problems, whether they're a believer or an unbeliever, a believer who's lost their way or an unbeliever, that doesn't mean somehow that you don't believe in Jesus. I would go so far as to say, look, if someone has written a good book or given a good sermon or written a good song, and that person is an unbeliever, we can benefit from reading or listening to them. Mm-hmm. And if they're a believer who's lost their way and is no longer walking in fellowship with God, we can still benefit from that.
You are invited to subscribe to the Grace Evangelical Society's YouTube channel. You will find our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday videos there, enlightening and encouraging, and even probably humorous at times if you like Bob Wilkins' humor. Indeed, you will get biblical truth about free grace themes like faith alone for eternal salvation and why the Grace Evangelical Society is zero-point Calvinistic. We come your way 3 times a week at the Grace Evangelical YouTube channel. Check it out and tell a friend about the Grace Evangelical Society.
For example, on this show, we talk a lot about Lordship salvation and how it's a very dangerous doctrine, is not an accurate view of what one must do to be born again. And yet, I listen to some of the Lordship preachers and find that some of the things they say are helpful.
Right.
And I will sometimes quote them in messages. I recently quoted a Lordship preacher in a message that someone came up to me. Isn't that person Lordship? I said, yeah, but what they happened to say on this passage was helpful.
Right.
I don't keep up with it, but I think we were talking recently about one Christian artist who I think fell away from the faith and became an atheist or something, or became...
There's been more than one.
Right.
That's either become an atheist or got into Eastern mysticism or some such.
Oh, I think there's a lot of it. I remember reading one of these got into Brennan Manning and the Ragamuffin Gospel and all that stuff. And that doesn't mean, therefore, that we can't listen to their music. It doesn't mean that they didn't do some good songs.
Mm-hmm.
I would say to J.A., first of all, recognize the only condition of going to be with the Lord forever is believing in Jesus. It has nothing to do with whether you like Christian music by someone with moral problems. How about people who, you like music of almost every genre? You like Gregorian chant?
I love Gregorian chant. I love everything from Gregorian chant all the way to jazz.
Well, Sharon and I go over to David and Linda's house on most Saturday nights, and we play this game called Basket. Well, it's called Canasta. But that's Basket in Spanish. And it's just a way to talk, but while we're doing it, David's playing music, Gregorian chants, or he will play some music.
1650 to 1800, the Baroque era. I love that music, I like medieval music.
But you also like music from the 1960s, the 1970s, so you play that kind of music, too.
I love hippie music. It's far out, man.
So if someone listens to Elvis Presley, are they going to be going to hell?
No.
No. And if someone's listening to Elton John, or they're listening to Frank Sinatra, or they're listening to people who weren't morally upright.
No.
But on the other hand, some of their music is edifying. Simon and Garfunkel, I like a number of things.
Or as my dad would call them, Simone and Garfinkel.
Oh, is that what you just Simone and Garfinkel?
That's what he would call them.
Yeah, okay.
It's so funny.
A Bridge Over Troubled Waters. That's what they sing at a lot of weddings.
Oh, yeah. To me, it's clear. If you believe in Jesus, you're not going to lose your salvation if you listen to, quote, Christian music. What may affect you is if that Christian artist is immoral and you decide, because they're a famous Christian artist, I'm going to live like them.
Right.
You will suffer loss, but not loss of salvation.
But you'll suffer loss of many of your freedoms and
That's
many
right.
of your joys and contentment in this life, because if we walk in the darkness, we reap the consequence.
Well, the other thing is that whenever this J.A. hears either a Christian artist or a preacher, and they come out with something that is questionable, what's the first question you should ask? What does the Bible say?
Exactly.
The Bible is our standard, not some Christian preacher. You know, do that with us. Go to the Scriptures.
Amen.
And, you know, just don't think. And I know some of them think that everything that comes out of their mouth is inspired, and they just get into this mode. I want to be a TV preacher
yes,
one day.
Yes, you'd be good.
Or a radio preacher.
But we do agree.
I don't have a face for TV.
Oh, you do. You do. You have the perfect face for TV. I have the face for radio.
Oh, I have a face. Do I have a face for radio or what?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I think what you're saying is exactly right. And what were you saying?
Listen to the music. Listen to the words of the preachers. But when you hear something that doesn't set right, go to the Bible. What does the Bible say?
Yeah, be a Berean, Acts 17:11.
Right. What
those in Berea were more noble-minded, mm-hmm. for they searched the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so.
And that's absolute. If you don't know the Bible all that well, there are people such as the Holy Right Reverend Wilkin that will be glad to answer questions. That's why we're here to serve.
Yes.
And if there are questions that need to be answered to help you with your Christian life, then we will do our best to help.
Okay, so who was the famous apologist who recently died, and it turned out he'd been having affairs with people in massage parlors and things? And Dr. Ravi Zacharias?
Dr. Ravi Zacharias.
So if someone listens to him and they find beneficial things out of what he said, the fact that he had moral problems in his life doesn't mean that everything he said was wrong.
There's no telling how many people that Ravi Zacharias helped in the faith.
Yeah.
But he had a problem, and we reject the problem. But the Lord, I think, probably still used him to a great extent, but he had a problem.
And I don't even know. I've not heard what he said a person needed to do to be born again. I'm not sure that Ravi was born again. But let's assume that he did believe the free gift of John 3:16. Then he's with the Lord now, regardless of his problems. But either way, he was a great apologist on so many issues.
That's right.
We can't throw that all out. So, J.A., keep your focus on Christ and his promise of everlasting life. In other words, keep
grace in focus.
We would love to know where you are when you are listening to us. Please take a short minute to send us the call letters of this station and the city where you are listening and how many times a week you listen. Thank you. You will be helping us with our stewardship. Send it to radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. We are so thankful for our financial partners who keep us on the air. Every gift is tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can give, go to faithalone.org. On our website, we have a church tracker. It's an easy-to-use map that will help you locate those other Free Grace churches that might be in your area. So come visit us at the website and take advantage of our free church tracker. It's at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On the next episode, can unbelievers do miracles? Please join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
Proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.